Story number 45, Crossing the Jordan River. Look, the Israelites are crossing the Jordan River. But where is the water? Because lots of rain falls at that time of year, the river was very full just a few minutes before. But now the water is all gone. And the Israelites are going across on dry land just as they did at the Red Sea. Where did all the water go? Let's see. When the time came for the Israelites to cross the Jordan River, this is what Jehovah had Joshua tell the people. The priests should take the Ark of the Covenant and go ahead of us. When they put their feet into the waters of the Jordan River, then the waters will stop running. So the priests pick up the Ark of the Covenant and carry it ahead of the people. When they come to the Jordan, the priests step right into the water. It is running very strong and deep. But as soon as their feet touch the water begins to stop running. It is a miracle. Upstream, Jehovah has dammed up the waters. So, soon there is no more water in the river. The priests, who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, go right out into the middle of the dry river. Can you see them in the picture? As they stand there, all the Israelites walk right across the Jordan River on dry land. When everyone has gone across, Jehovah has Joshua tell 12 strong men, "Go into the river where the priests are standing with the Ark of the Covenant. Pick up 12 stones and stack them where you all stay tonight. Then in the future, when your children ask what these stones mean, you should tell them that the water stopped running when Jehovah's Ark of the Covenant crossed the Jordan. The stones will remind you of this miracle." Joshua also sets up 12 stones where the priests had stood in the riverbed. At last, Joshua tells the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant, "Go up out of the Jordan." And as soon as they do, the river begins running once more.